from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
913-586-7610 on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Against the boss's wishes, but right. I get, you know, a few limited things on my way out.
Right.
The Lakers should grab Monty.
No, I don't think that would be it. No,
Monty shouldn't.
Shouldn't grab the Lakers.
Grab the Lakers.
No, you don't want to be in that mess.
But it would be
right?
funny. Right. Can you offset salary when?
Well, that's what happens. Yeah. Why would you want to go work for free? And that's essentially what you're doing. You're leaving money on the table because whatever the Lakers pay you gets deducted from what's owed by the Pistons. And look, I know these guys in sports have this. You know, this drive, this competitiveness, right? They don't want to sit on the sidelines. But you also have to say, are you stupid or are you smart?
Right.
And if you're stupid, you go back to work instead of just taking the $65 million. And who the hell cares if you've been out? Jeff Van Gundy hasn't coached a game in 20 years and was just hired as the top assistant for the Los Angeles Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get back into the game, ride the $65 million train until that contract runs out. And then, if you're really wanting to go back into coaching, or just don't,
I never said that. Don't.
Yes, don't. Yes, don't.
All right, cue up the music, please. We need the music. That's part of Shout It Out.
Right.
Austin Powers on loop, please.
Mm-hmm.
For our listeners at home.
Right. Talk about a wake up call. You know, I had my colonoscopy yesterday, Josh, and they couldn't get me to wake up after it, right? It was like a
nice nap.
It was. Nice. Like they're touch and go type of situation, and like they were kind of worried. They're yelling. They're trying to wake me up. Finally, I woke up, and they're like, oh, you know, you weren't waking up. I'm like, I get up at 3:45 every morning. I was up at 3:15 today. I was up, you know,
that
basically all night, and you gave me this serum that put me out. You're right. I'm not waking up.
Mm.
Let me sleep. They want to kick you out so they can get the next person in.
Shout it out to TVs and bedrooms.
Okay.
816 had two of them on last night. I did. Yeah. I was watching Sporting stink it up, and then I watched the Royals stink it up on side-by-side television last night.
I saw Vermees in a cutoff shirt yesterday at practice, and I'm like, what is Vermees doing with the cutoff yesterday? I thought it looked good.
They're not good. They're not good right now.
Right.
Yeah. You want to feel better about the Royals? Watch Sporting for a second.
Yeah.
For a hot minute, they are not great. Gotta get tickets for the 2031 Chiefs home opener at Legends.
Yeah.
That's from the 816 even.
Oh, my goodness.
Throwing a shot across the state line.
You're going to go across the state line?
Yeah.
I mean, we got a lot to talk about with the stadium we'll get to as the morning rolls along about what's going to happen, which, you know.
from the 913. Shout it out. Does Belichick's girlfriend call him Big Lou? He didn't marry the longtime one, right?
That girl Linda that he was dating for like 20 years, married. They never got married.
He's not.
Was her name Linda Tripp?
Was that her name? Number two?
No.
He never married number two.
Married number two.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was with her a long time.
Bill Belichick is smart. He didn't marry number two and kept his money for him, not you.
From the 816, usually at work right now, but just now leaving the house. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
That happens.
You better get there. Today's one of those mornings, too, where you look outside and you're like, oh, my goodness, what is going on out there? It looks hot. It looks filmy outside today.
Shout out to cloudy summer mornings. Keeps us from melting. I don't know.
This is like a sauna out there today.
Looks like trouble.
Yeah. trouble.
From the 913, don't know why you're asking us this, but I'm sitting at a 7.25 interest rate. Is it worth trying to refinance right now? Is it even lower than that? Can I save some money going on my first child in November, needing to find some way?
Yeah, call Golden Oak, okay? 913-890-GOLD. Tell them what your situation is. Explain where you are right now, and they'll help you through it all. I swear, my friends over at Golden Oak will take care of you. My friend just called Golden Oak the other day, and she's talking to them about selling and buying her house. And so call Golden Oak Lending today. I'm not going to say you can get better than 7.25 because I'm not a mathematician. So you got to call those guys. Tell them, hey, this is where I am. This is what I want to do. Can you help me? And I guarantee you they'll have something for you.
816, shout out to my dog running in the woods. Had to go get her. Now I have poison ivy on my face and on my grapes.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah, that happens.
Oh, man.
How'd you get on your girl?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Grapes.
Yeah, what were you, naked?
Yeah.
Are you greased up deaf guy? What's going on out there?
Darted out the house after the dog and weren't wearing pants.
Well, sometimes that happens, Josh. You see the dog go running, and sometimes you're walking around naked. We all do it.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, calamine lotion on the hoo-ha. Oh, God.
For the 816, this is for you, Bob. Shout out to my Sunday night pre-colonoscopy cleanup session. Hopefully they can wake me up afterwards.
Yeah, shout it out to that as well. I had two little small polyps removed, I guess they said. But they're explaining this stuff to me, and I'm half looped, and I don't know what's going on. And I demanded to see the doctor.
Don't sign any real paperwork, for a reason.
Yeah, because you really are looped. Yeah, my wife is like, you have no idea what you're saying right now. I go, no, I know exactly what I'm saying right now. I just don't appreciate the medical system in America today.
Wow.
Because if it's routine for you, that doesn't mean it's routine for me. Okay.
Correct.
You know,
you're
Josh, I'm Bob, you're Mac, you're James. Everybody's their own individual person. Stop treating us like a number and trying to get us out instead of explaining what just went on, especially when we're half looped. Get in this chair. We're throwing you in a car.
From the 816, shout out to the guy with 723 lottery tickets holding up the line at QT. I hope they're all losers.
Yeah, I do too. I'm rooting against that guy.
Although, you know how fast they are there. They'll blow through that. No problem.
Yeah, but he's probably filling it out, and he's got the lanyard around his neck with his pencil, and he's, ugh.
Can I have that scratcher? No, not that one. Yeah. The one down three rungs lower? No, you'll take this scratcher and go off to the side.
Right. Yeah, go fill out your form,
sir. There's plenty of countertops here. Just go scratch it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Oh, follow up. I was in underwear yesterday morning, not expecting to run in the stuff until I heard a bark and a swift run to the woods.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the follow up.
Right. Yeah.
The visual.
So it's that split second where it's like, do I run back and get pants, or do I have to chase this now?
You got to chase the dog. Yeah, you got to go. You got to go. Yeah.
not asking Bob that.
What, to describe my fart after the colonoscopy? Yeah. You'll have your own.
Yeah. Shout out to Bass Fishing from the 816. Sure.
Have you guys watched that on a Saturday morning on Fox Sports Wisconsin, right? Everybody watches that.
Yeah, if it's left on there, you're like, oh, yeah, I'll watch what's happening
they
outdoors.
They call it MILF, I think, right? Major League Fishing.
Outdoors in the north. Yeah.
Isn't that MILF, Major League Fishing?
Yes. For the 785, do you tip the shuttle driver at Park and Go?
Yes, I do.
Yep. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, you do.
And sometimes they have the QR codes. If you have a QR code and you're a bartender or a shuttle driver or somebody like that, your tip's going to be bigger. Yeah. It just is.
Yeah. Any advice on crypto? Nope.
Mm-mm.
From the 620.
You better ask Tom Brady.
Somebody did a real good comedy bit about it recently. I don't remember.
Where
don't
was
remember,
that?
I remember who it was.
It was with Brady, though, wasn't it? Was it like?
Well, no, they were giving Brady a hard time about crypto, but there was a comedian that did a bit about, like, why would I take advice from my friends who have never spoken to me about financial advice ever before, but now they're telling me to do crypto.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
you have never once mentioned finances, but now you've got it figured out.
Right.
Like, stop. So no, I would have no advice on that whatsoever. Mac needs to find the C drop. That's all he needs to know from the 785.
I don't know that drop exists anymore. I think that got Wolf back in the day.
Although, it's findable because wasn't that a guy singing the anthem?
Yeah, but I don't remember where it was.
He was like an usher or somebody that worked in the front office, and they didn't have a singer that day, and he pinch hit and sang at a minor league game.
Right.
Certainly that's findable on the internet.
I guess if you want to dive down to that rabbit hole. I'm sure Brother Ryan probably has that on his computer somewhere, right?
You'd think he'd have sent it back if he did. Well, we can ask, but I like that you've gotten specific tasks for new producer Mac.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. Keep those coming.
Find the thing that's not been found.
Right. And make him go find it.
Go find it as if he's got some other internet that you don't have.
Right. Do like this one, 785. Don't F with Cats would have been bigger than Tiger King had it come out during COVID.
I would agree.
Yeah. That came out in like December of 2019 is when I watched it, right? So it probably came out a couple of months before that. But that was right before COVID. And then COVID hit, and then we're looking for anything to do, and then we're watching some woman throw rancid meat at lions.
Yeah, the Don't F with Cats was actually pretty good.
It was really good, yeah.
It was pretty good.
It's really a great lesson on the internet sleuth. Like, if you claim something, the internet will find out whether or not you're telling the truth.
And finally, on today's edition of Shout It Out, limited time edition, from the 816, shout out to Justin Watson. Okay, that was
there
a good test.
Go.
That was a good test for Mac. Well done.
Yep, passed.
That is today's edition of Shout It Out, back for a limited time only.
From the 816, it says, you guys should do a fast food Friday like Carrington does, but breakfast version. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to give you a sneaky little tip, and I've told Josh this. The taquitos at Whataburger are off the charts, probably the best fast food breakfast item right now in the market today. The
problem is Bob doesn't eat. That's the problem.
I'll get one on a weekend every once in a while.
Because Bob is the most regimented eater I've ever seen, in a good way. But you couldn't handle fast food Friday every Friday.
No.
Like in the studio.
But I can't eat during the show either. I get the hiccups. Or as my grandmother used to call them, the hiccups.
Just wouldn't happen.
You got to get the Whataburger taquito.
Some NFL owners are trying to steal my idea.
Sons of.
Again, I want to get paid for something next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.